sometimes it just helps to have another opinion, a biblically grounded opinion. Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a short time of questions and answers with pastor and author John Piper. C.S. Lewis once wrote that if we had to choose between reading old books and new books, we should choose old books. Not because they are better, he said, but because they contain precisely those truths of which our own age is neglectful. John, since I know you read a lot of old books, what are a couple of the key truths that you've come across lately that you believe our own generation desperately needs to recover?
Well, I could think of truths that are in the old books that we desperately need, but I'm trying to think of blind spots in our culture that are owing, that you can see more clearly in the old books. That's what he meant. He meant they had their blind spots and we have our blind spots, but they happen not to be the same blind spots, and so we can benefit so well from reading the old books. Here's one that comes to mind. If you read books, say 300 years old, the way death is dealt with, I think, is so different. It's assumed. It's assumed that it's going to be painful. There aren't going to be any medicines. And how you talk about it and how you plan for it and the people that are around you and the function that they have was a given. It was just a given. Suffering and death were so much a part of life that I would say you get a much more realistic picture of what it's like to die and to approach death if you read an old book than a new book, which would be very valuable because, frankly, I think by and large in our modern culture, you talk about a blind spot like you're going to die. You're going to die. People don't want to think about it. We manage amazingly not to think about it. I mean, I'm 61, and I still have to work at the thought. I said to my students that are here at the church in the Bethlehem Institute the other day, I said, I'm going to meet Jesus face to face in less time than I have lived in my house. When I think about that and what I remember about that last and how short that time is, that last space of time when I moved into this house, and frankly, I think it's going to be a lot sooner than that. That's 23 years. I think it's going to be sooner. And when I think face to face. So anyway, old books are much more realistic in dealing with pain, dealing with suffering, dealing with death, and we're pretty oblivious to that.
The ultimate answer to the question of joy is knowing Jesus Christ. At Desiring God, we aim to help you know Him and enjoy Him like you never have before. Visit today and take advantage of the many free resources at our website designed to help you make Christ the treasure of your life. www.desiringgod.org. Desiringgod.org.